Barack Obama says he came to Turkey at the end of his first overseas trip as president for a reason.
Some people have asked me if I chose to continue my travels to Ankara and Istanbul to send a message to the world. And my answer is simple. Evet, yes.
Standing before Turkish parliamentarians, he said he wants to restore trust, not just between the United States and Turkey, but America and the Muslim world.
Let me say this as clearly as I can. The United States is not and will never be at war with Islam.
The president said America seeks a partnership based on mutual interests and mutual respect. Mr. Obama promised to listen and seek common ground, even in areas of deep disagreement.
We will be respectful even when we do not agree. We will convey our deep appreciation for the Islamic faith, which has done so much over the centuries to shape the world, including in my own country. The United States has been enriched by Muslim Americans. Many other Americans have Muslims in their families or have lived in a Muslim-majority country. I know because I am one of them.
White House officials say this was not the president's long-awaited speech to the Muslim world, although it is being seen as part of his outreach to members of the Islamic faith. Most of his remarks dealt specifically with U.S.-Turkish relations. The president spoke of Turkey as a critical ally and an important part of Europe. He stressed its role as a bridge between cultures and its unique position as a large secular democracy with a 99% majority Muslim population.
Turkey's greatness lies in your ability to be at the center of things. This is not where East and West divide. This is where they come together.
Mr. Obama said he supports Turkey's bid to join the European Union, which faces opposition from Germany and France. He said the EU has nothing to fear and much to gain by adding Turkey to its ranks.
Europe gains by the diversity of ethnicity, tradition, and faith. It is not diminished by it. And Turkish membership would broaden and strengthen Europe's foundation once more.
The president talked not just about Turkey's future, but its past, alluding to perhaps the most controversial moment in its history, the widespread killings of Armenians by Ottoman Turks in 1915. Historians call the killings the first genocide of the 20th century, but Turkey says the Armenians were victims of a civil war, and lives were lost on both sides. As a candidate for president, Barack Obama said he would sign an Armenian genocide resolution pending in the U.S. Congress. But in Ankara, he said he will set his personal views aside and let the Turks and Armenians settle the matter themselves.
We are going to be a partner in working through these issues in such a way that the most important parties, the Turks and the Armenians, are finally coming to terms in a constructive way.
The president never used the word genocide during his stay in the Turkish capital. He noted discussions are underway between the parties involved, and he wants them to bear fruit. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, with the president in Ankara.